Thanks for tuning in to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace. This is Graduating Latino, our series on education for Latino students in the Miami Valley. That's part of the National American Graduate Initiative in partnership with Think TV. In the last episode, we met Javier. He's a straight-A student in Dayton whose trip from Ecuador 5 years ago involved pretending to be part of a Mexican family in order to get smuggled across the border. His parents spent thousands of dollars to get him and his sister here. Today, we look at Javier's future. He's a senior at David H. Ponet's Career Technology Center, and he desperately wants to go on to Sinclair Community College. But as community producer Jonathan Platt reports, Javier doesn't know whether he can.
We're outside Javier's house in Twin Towers, looking under the hood of my car, a 98 Camry.
What are you talking about?
That's four cylinders right here. It's 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, okay.
That's the fuel injectors.
Those things on top are the fuel injectors?
Yeah. And the exhaust.
Does my car look okay?
Yeah, looks pretty nice. Yeah.
Javier is specializing in auto repair at Ponet's. None of his family has legal status. So we're only using his middle name because we don't want this story to put him in jeopardy. Now in his senior year, Javier is watching his fellow classmates who have lower GPAs get scholarships to community colleges. And he really wants to go to college, but he hasn't even applied.
It's just frustrating because right now, my counselor, she's been telling me about colleges and all that, and I've been telling her that I don't have my social security number, and that's the first thing they ask when I'm filling up the applications. It's been frustrating for me.
Every time Javier fills out an application, he is asked for his social security number, and he doesn't have one. He's not sure what to do, and neither are his school counselors. A lot of people don't know what to do. According to the Immigration Policy Center, only around 1 in 10 undocumented students that graduate from American high schools go on to college. And one of the main reasons for why 90% of these students don't go to college? Lack of information. So can undocumented students apply to college? I reached out to an immigration lawyer in Dayton, Bajat Abdallah, to find out. Abdallah says, well, yes.
Apply, and if they say no, then it's no. You're not committing fraud or perjury or don't make stuff up. You're not using fake information.
He says a lot of people don't know the process. In most places, including Ohio, you are free to apply. It's just scholarships and financial aid that can be difficult without legal status. Abdallah offers to give free advice to Javier. I set up the meeting. Worth noting, this meeting probably wouldn't have happened if I hadn't set it up. Abdallah tells Javier anyone can go online, register to pay their taxes, and receive a 9-digit tax ID number. Turns out, Javier already has one.
I heard my mother talk about it, and she said that I do have one, and that's what she uses to work. So I don't know how she got it, but...
See, that's the same thing I get all the time.
And a lot of people just use that number to pay taxes or to fill out applications. Abdallah advises Javier to apply and just say,
here I am. Here are my grades. Here's my name. Here's my number. If I'm in, I'm in. If I'm out, I'm out. You know, whatever they want.
In other words, it's up to the colleges how they deal with students like Javier. Many end up paying international tuition. Javier just never realized this was possible, and nobody knew to tell him. Financial aid is a different question. Without a Social Security number, you can't get federal or state aid. But now Javier plans to apply to college and just try to find the money. Back at Ponet's High School, I asked Javier's favorite teacher, Rick Seether, automotive mechanics instructor, what Javier's future looks like.
I would hope that a shop would pick him up, because if I had my own shop, I would hire him.
He doesn't have a Social Security number, so he would be an illegal worker.
That would be a problem.
How is he as just a general student all around?
A all the way. I mean, I wish I had a classroom full of them.
For WYSO, I'm Jonathan Platt.
American Graduate is a public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Thanks for tuning in.